of you.
Right.
All of this ecumenical crap that sits out there, I disagree with Jack Hayford, but he's still a Christian. No, Jack Hayford's part of the mess, but nobody wants to say it. If you will not sit up and affirm God's word, when I sat up in a talk to T.D. Jakes, I was not in awe of his limousine. I was not in awe of the 15 big buff cats that were around him. I asked him a straight question,
right,
knowing that God did not live inside of him, because I right. have a Reformed theological background from you
right.
via Talbot, and I knew that God's word does not lie.
Absolutely.
And it has shut people down. Nobody could come into this booth and sit across from us and dialogue right. because the Holy Spirit right. will shut you down.
And that's exactly what happened in the meeting, because you will hear when we begin to play the tape, and we're taking this time to explain it to you. And let me explain it, because Jack Hayford said, I understand that there are some questions in the room. And I stood up and I introduced myself, and I said, I'm having difficulty of you taking over 300 pastors in this city to that place called the Crenshaw Christian Center, when you know what Fred Price teaches. That was the issue. It was nothing personally against the man. And let me say this for those of you that are listening, maybe for the first time. I have never wanted gold and silver and living in a mansion like this dude is living in. I have never wanted that. As a matter of fact, I cannot give you the information, but Zerix, I received some information after service today from a dear brother that I believe, and I will not give you the source or what he's talking about, but he gave me some information, something about that ministry. And he said, Pastor John, when I found this out, this shook my faith. I said, it shouldn't shake anything. Most people have been deceived by these people.
Right.
And this man sat through something and knows it. And I'm saying, now you can sit on it all you want to.
Right.
And watch African-American people be taken into the drudgeries
right.
of the pit of hell. Because a white theologue is not going to say anything.
You know what, Pastor John, which brings me back to my point. The Fred Prices and the T.D. Jakeses and the
Creflo
Eddie
dollars.
Long and the Creflo dollars,
yeah.
they can only do what they do. And you must understand the psychological ramifications of what's being done.
Absolutely.
In our community, you must understand, when Christ came on this earth, he did not hang out in the suburbs. I'm
right.
not dissing anyone, but Christ came to those that need. And this, the thing is in our communities, there's always been a process of feeling like and dealing with that, because you're impoverished, there's a need to get away from where you are.
Right.
So therefore, the Fred Prices come in with the money and say, you don't have to go live in Orange County. You don't have to go live in
right.
Santa Margarita. You don't have to live there. What you do
right.
is you begin to think of this so-called materialism,
right.
and you can have it right here in your own neighborhood.
Now, we're going to give you some of the comments. I'm going to continue to read from this article. It says, this developed him into being a chief proponent of naming it and claiming it. Say it and frame it. Speak it and keep it. Price, who has become famous for his anti-biblical stance of if you have to say, if it be thy will or thy will be done, or if you have to say that, then you're calling God a fool.
Now, Pastor John, let me make a note for this.
Go
as
ahead.
Of right now, my home is less than 200 yards away from where all this started with Fred Price in Inglewood off of Hardy and Crenshaw.
Right.
So if anyone wants to call and say that I am full of it, no, they're quite out of their mind, because I remember very plainly of all the years of cars parking on my street, the individuals that you would communicate with and dialogue on Bible, Fred is out of his mind. I have an auntie that has been going to Fred Price's church since day one, and she's just as depraved as she was the day that she started going there.
See, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, you will have an opportunity to call us. That number is 1-800-227-KBRT. Copy it down, because I know that, hey, listen, is that steam coming from between your neck and your ears right now? That's 1-800-227-KBRT, or in the Orange County, San Diego area, 714-754-4150. It's toll free. Let me continue to read some more for you here, and then you will understand how desperate this gets. Despite Fred's rhetoric, it is not God who is the fool, but one writer says that it is those who did not pray the way. See, Fred says that you're a fool if you pray and say, if the Lord is willing. But I think that you need to read James 4:15, Matthew 6:19, and 1 John, and you can read these scriptures, 5:14, and you will see that we are biblicists and that we do not follow the shenanigans of Fred Price.
And also, Pastor John, what we mean by biblicists is we have a a code of a thesis that we go along with. So we don't ascribe to the principle of what most people call themselves biblicists, but they won't affirm anything.
Right.
They call themselves biblicists, but when it comes down to speaking in tongues, quite out of their mind.
Right.
Biblicist is someone that goes to the Word of God and affirms what it says via what the writer wrote 2,000 years ago, through the practice of historical grammatical hermeneutics.
All right. Fred continues in his dialogue. And Zerix, so that you can keep up, I'll get off the computer and I'll go to the sheet. At the bottom of page one, all right, it starts off and it says, why did he leave it up to puny man to give them the names of the animals? He's talking about why did God allow Adam to name the animals? Now, this is a direct quote from Fred Price. Why did he leave it up to puny man to give them the names to the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the vegetable kingdom? Because they belonged under the control of Adam and not to God. Why? Because he had dominion. This is Fred Price saying that Adam had dominion. And then he says, not God, Adam. These are direct quotes from Fred Price from Ever Increasing Faith Program, May 3rd, 1992. If this were true, then how did God curse creation after the fall? How did man fall if it were in control of these kingdoms? That's how you have to begin to think about this. You see, all right, well, listen, we have one caller coming in right now, so let's see what's happening with Chris calling from San Diego. Hi, Chris, thanks for calling Ram Radio.
Hi, good afternoon, God bless you. Yeah, I just tuned into the radio program, and I was listening to some of the dialogue. I can't say particularly that I caught everything from the very beginning. I just got home from church. Relocated here from New York City some years ago. I heard one response in regards to Fred Price praying, if it be God's will, and praying in opposition to that, that if anything is in opposition to that, that's not faith. Now, my response to that is that I truly believe that there are situations where we can pray and it is not God's will, even if we say that.
If it's not God's will, do you think that it'll ever get done, Chris?
Well, if it's not God's will,
do you think that it'll ever get done? Because if it gets done, then it's not by the power of God; it's by the power of whom?
It's by the power of man or his own particular resources.
That's what I thought that you would say. So now, therefore, do you think that the Christian is governed by his own power and his own selfish resources?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so therefore, that would not be prayer. That would be mysticism.
It wouldn't be prayer.
That would be mysticism, right?
Mysticism, charismatic witchcraft.
Sure. Thank you. Okay.
And so, basically, I wanted to respond to that. What I would like to ask a question is Fred Price's ministry, I heard T.D. Jakes' ministry and other Word of Faith ministries, is that what the dialogue is directly about?
That's what the dialogue is about this afternoon. We're saying that Word Faith ministries are heretical. That they are not Christian. That is not historical Christianity.
Okay, so then is your contention that all Word of Faith ministries, that in other words, like throw the baby out with the bathwater?
I'm saying this, that if that Word of Faith pastor does not deny Fred Price verbally that he is a heretic or she is a heretic also. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So denying him in the totality of his ministry.
Absolutely.
In all of it, all of its tenets, all of its outreaches.
Absolutely
all
everything.
So then you can then your contention is there's absolutely nothing good could come out of his ministry.
Absolutely correct. Right. There's nothing good of any of us, man, outside of what God has stated in his blessed, pure, and holy word. Oh, praises be to his wonderful name.
Okay, may I ask what your affiliation is and what you're directed with?
I am a Reformed Christian. I am totally Reformed.
A Reformed Christian.
5-point correct. Calvinist, man. God determines everything. I determine nothing.
So, you believe in a Calvinistic theology?
No, I do not.
Oh, but
I said that I believe in some of those tenets because I attribute nothing to my own self, but total depravity.
Okay, well, what if I would say, what are some of the things that Fred Price has done to enrich the community in regards to some of the various programs?
What I would say is, Chris, is this. Anything that is not done through the agent of the Holy Spirit is pure flesh.
Okay.
Now, the scenario is this. In order for God's Holy Spirit to move through you, you must affirm God's standard. at any time throughout your theological understanding, if you go against God's word, you nullify what's called the illumination of the Holy Spirit, which works in the life of the believer. So therefore, if you do something that God is not doing through the Holy Spirit, then it is you and is no longer God. See, you don't want to get into the ecumenical movement to where, well, he must be good because of what he does for the community. No.
But I want you to listen, Chris, to the rest of the show, and then I think you'll pick up a gist of what we're saying. All right, my brother?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. All right. Pauline, you hold on. We're going to get to you in a minute. Let me finish this situation here, because I was reading Zarek's, where Fred is saying, God cannot do anything in this earth unless we let him. That's a quote from Fred Price. And he says, and the way we let him or give him, this is Fred Price's words, or give him permission is through prayer, what we were just talking about. Frederick Price quoted from Christianity in Crisis by Hank Kinnegraff, the text, 1993, Price does not know what he proposes is more than unusual, Hanegraaff says, yet he is satisfied with his own explanation for this. Listen to what Fred says. He says, yes, you are in control. So if man has control, who no longer has it? Then Fred answers and says, God. That's Fred Price prayer. And do you know what prayer is?